rediscover the facets of yourself that have been kept hidden away for far too long. For just $1, you can take a journey and make it your ultimate transformation. Center of the Sun Plus offers more tools, support, and community to help you explore your inner realms. Click the link in the description to join today.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello, you are listening to Center of the Sun, your favorite science, culture, and society podcast. Thank you for listening. That was an introduction, wasn't it? This is Center of the Sun. I am your host, Center Sun 21. Thank you for listening. This is another episode of, you know, one of our Sundays together. We are going to be talking about a lot of things today. We're going to be focusing on politics because it's getting a little scary in the world right now. The Washington Post already Sunday, 5 hours ago, they just posted a headline. Trump just made two problematic admissions on Twitter. Wow. Of his guilt for conspiring with people to hack the U.S. elections in 2016 and then subsequently win them, and then I don't know what the fuck else is happening, quid pro quo, which means, you know, exchanging in some way, doing a favor for somebody, you know. So, you know, if you help me win the presidency, I'll give you the oil contracts or whatever the fuck they want to do. So they said, you know, the Washington Post reported today that President Trump has yet again tweeted about his personal legal issues in a way he perhaps shouldn't have. So the Washington Post reported Saturday that Trump had expressed concerns in the past week about his son Donald Trump Jr.'s legal exposure from the 2016 Trump Tower meeting. So in a tweet about the report on Saturday, Trump said this was a meeting to get information on an opponent. So he is out here being so reckless. I'm really not sure. I've been watching also Rachel Maddow. Well, she's been off all week. I hope she's okay. But Rachel Maddow on MSNBC has been highlighting this kind of phenomenon of unprecedented insanity, like literal, I think they're trying to prove an insanity case or something, because he is directly contradicting all of his advisors and all of the common sense in the world. And but he just keeps doing it, and everybody keeps letting him talk out loud. So he was actually in Ohio today, I believe. Center of the Sun Day. Yeah, Trump was in fucking Ohio, and he's gonna fucking lose. I mean, 2020 can't come fast enough. The Associated Press reported today that Trump passes on an opportunity to criticize James at Ohio Trump rally. So President Trump insulted NBA star LeBron James from afar, but passed up an opportunity to criticize him from his own turf, sticking to Democrats, the news media, and other familiar targets during a campaign rally Saturday night in James' home state. LeBron James is actually from a part of Ohio that I'm from. Not the exact same part of Ohio, but close enough that I can claim it. And President Donald Trump, he is just big mad because people are getting the actual shine because they're doing good things in the world. Donald Trump is not doing good things. He's actually conspiring with Russians to, I don't know what you possibly want. They must have something really good on his ass. Like, they have to. What do you think he has? What do you think Vladimir Putin has on Donald Trump to make Donald Trump act like he's acting? It makes no sense. Like, Donald Trump, if you need help, all you have to do is ask. You don't have to commit treason. It's not worth it. Treason is punishable by... Sorry, I'm excited because treason is punishable by death. And I have an inkling that Donald Trump is not even the tip of the iceberg. He is like a microbe on the iceberg on the amount of weird and just like crazy shit that is possible from all levels of government. I think all these senators and stuff, that's why they don't want the cases to go through, and that's why they don't want like the Mueller investigation and all, and the investigations in the Southern District of New York and da 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 and all these things happening, trying to piece together what's going on with this money. And how do all these people have all this money and they're not paying any fucking taxes? And so, instead of doing good in the world, they're covering it up. So, of course, black people, like, you know, that's the whole purpose of the show, the center of the sun. Think of yourself as, so what is at the center of us, at the center of every sun is, we theorize through science and through physics that there is a singularity. There's one dense part. I don't know. Anyway, it's the best part of the sun, basically. At the center of every galaxy, which is just a whole bunch of billions of fucking suns together. Speaking of which, the next galaxy is 60 billion light years away. Think about that shit. Try to conceptualize that. Take a moment. So, when we think of ourselves at the center of the sun, we are culturally, I think of it as being culturally relevant, culturally iconic. Specifically, LGBT people are that, but we are inherently that. In spite of intense hate from society. So that is our superpower. But fortunately, LeBron James, I'm going to highlight him because I'm from that part of Ohio, and it is a very good thing that he created this school called the I Promise School, where he basically is catering to a specific demographic of children in that part of Ohio and guaranteeing them a stable and healthy and self-fulfilling and self-promoting and learning environment. So anyway, of course, Donald Trump hates that. So the Associated Press reported today that when Trump took the stage in the sweltering, beautiful Columbus, Ohio, Jesus Christ, his late night tweet deriding James's intellect had already generated hours of online buzz in defense of All-Star from Akron, who had just opened a school for at-risk children in his hometown. So even the First Lady, Melania fucking Trump, fucking asshole, provided an assist to James. So her spokeswoman saying it appeared to the president's wife that James was working to do good things on behalf of our generation and that Mrs. Trump would be open to visiting his promised school, end quote. Of course you would, bitch. Be best ass, bitch. But the statement didn't criticize Trump. Anyway, yeah, this is just another opportunity for them to hate on us, especially these athletes who are doing nothing but trying to use their power for good. They have the attention of millions of people in this country. Why wouldn't they use their platform for cases that they care about? So I applaud LeBron James. He's always been a figure. He's always been a good figure to an extent. So I'm not going to talk about the NRA today. They're fucking evil people. I can't with them. But basically, they are in hot water. They basically aren't saying anything. But what they're trying to do is raise money to continue being evil, because they also are 100% guilty of conspiring with Russia and trying to push their weird agenda around white supremacy. And like, I don't know what the fuck they're trying to do, but I don't have a time for it. We should try to ban them immediately. They are a foreign agent and they are terrorists. So the NRA is who blames children for their own mass shooting? Like, oh my God, the NRA has said some evil things. And you know what? Killer Mike was on AM Joy like a few months ago apologizing because he got himself wrapped up in the NRA's bullshit by agreeing to a fraction of what they were saying, and they twisted it and used it. But you should have known, like, whatever, I don't care. You definitely should have known what was happening. See, that's why I have my own show, so I can control it. I can control my message. So, anyway, I don't know. Also, yesterday, Trump tweeted, dangerous and sick news media can cause a war. And then that was done through Axios.com. I think that's a reputable site. I hope so. But I also saw on CNN that Ivanka's ass has been trying to backtrack on those things and to be like, no, the news is not the enemy of the people. And they're being very conspiracy theory, authoritarian, communist, like TV spy novel kind of bitches. Like, I don't understand why they don't understand that we are not this stupid. What if they, like, they better not try no TV shit. No, we're not ending the world on this. No, they're not ending the world. No, their dumbasses are not allowed to end the fucking world. No, I just came up, bitch. Like, get the fuck out of here. No, the Trumps and no, they're not allowed. The Russians and these people, no, y'all are miserable for a reason. Y'all do not get to end the world. So, fuck y'all. And I can't wait till 2020. I hope we flip this Congress. Are you registered to vote? I plead you with all my heart. Please register to vote and vote in every election. For whatever reason, it's possible. I think it's possible that we can, with enough people changing their minds about voting and their attitudes about voting, I think we can really turn the tide and start providing a check and a balance for Trump. I think because, you know, at the end of the day, our government works to an extent and is actually revered by a lot of people in the world. So we're just going to pat ourselves on the back for that reason. But at the same time, we have to make way for bad times such as these. They have never been so bad. This is unprecedented. You should be afraid. Be very afraid. But at the same time, it can't be undone unless they change the Constitution. That's why we have to protect the Constitution, because that's literally the only thing we have, is this agreement between each other that is the document that we're going to follow. So, but they can change that document, and I think that's the ultimate goal. is changing the Constitution. So let's band together to protect our local governments, because that's really where the meat is. Federal is good because federal is like the army and, you know, all that shit. We need it. All levels are needed, and that's why we have the ability to fix it. So register to vote, please. If you need to register to vote, here, let me look it up for you right now. How do you register to vote? I'm sure you can just Google it. Googleit.com. How do I register? Register to vote. I'm doing a Google search, and literally you go to usa.gov/register-to-vote. And you can find your registration right there, and it's gonna be litty for 2020. We're gonna get another black president, or a person of color. Oh my God, wouldn't that be so nice? And a woman. Oh man, we're gonna have a great world. Yeah, we're gonna have a great world, and we just have to just like speak it into existence, and we're just gonna like stomp the devil down. Shake the devil off. Shake Trump out of office for real. And Marco Rubio and Paul Ryan. Shake these bitches out of motherfucking office. Mitch McConnell needs to go. Paul Ryan needs to go. Rand Paul needs to go. Who else needs to go? Get your ass out of here, you ugly ass. Y'all are so ugly. If you're ugly, you have to get out of Congress. I'm sorry. No. You're not allowed to be there. If your heart is black, you can't be in there. What else? Who else needs to be kicked out of Congress? Nancy Pelosi, you're close, but we need you too, because you passed Obamacare. I'm not going to forget about that shit. That was a miracle. I can't believe you did it. I can't believe it's still around. honestly, that is a miracle that you did it. And so, anyway, I'm going to follow Nancy Pelosi because, you know, honestly, no one has really said this out loud, but, like, she would be the president if, like, all these bitches went to jail for the Russia thing. Think about it. So, I truly believe that every one of these Republicans have something to do with this Russian thing, all these leaders. Maybe not every single one of them, but, like, the majority of the leaders. If Trump goes down, I think everybody would go down, and that's why everyone's so scared. So, who's the next person in line is the minority leader. She ain't fucking with Russia. So I think she would be president. She got a facelift and everything. I think it's possible. So, anyway. That's society. Send me your questions. host@centrosun21.com. Thank you for listening. Center of the Sun podcast, your favorite culture, society, and science podcast. Thank you for listening. I am Center Sun 21. I've been watching a lot of TV lately, haven't you? I've been working so much. I used to have someone that worked in tandem with me, but they quit. So my workload has doubled, and so now I'm so tired all the time. When I come home, I don't do shit but watch TV. Just lay there and just look at the across the room. So I'm actually kind of mad because I didn't realize that the 100 is back on the CW. Do you know what the 100 is? What's your favorite TV show? Tweet me, CenterSun21. Favorite TV show. Hashtag TV fave. What's on your DVR right now? Or what's saved on your Netflix or on your Hulu or whatever it is? What is your favorite? My favorite, one of my favorites, well, my favorite genre period is a post-apocalyptic TV show period. So what is post-apocalyptic, you ask? Well, let's look it up. Google.com, what is post-apocalyptic? Yeah. Define. You know, if you just type define, I always type define before anything. So post-apocalyptic, denoting or relating to a time following a nuclear war or catastrophic event. A movie in which The Rock is the star, denoting or relating to a time, a biblical apocalypse. So The Walking Dead, 12 Monkeys. What other TV shows are post-apocalyptic? Or movies. Like, The Matrix is post-apocalyptic, one of my favorites. But anyway, there's one on the CW called The 100. And it's a post-apocalyptic TV show when nuclear Armageddon destroys civilization. So imagine us going into World War III, and Elon Musk's ass has a spaceship, and his, like, we can save like 4,000 people, but it gotta be like diverse and fair and this and that. So they have this like racially ambiguous cast of people that, some people I didn't even know they were color, I just thought they were dirty, but apparently there's all these kind of people of color on the show. And but then eventually the spaceship fails, so they have to come back down to Earth, and then obviously like all the humans didn't die from the Armageddon, so then they have to like rejoin society and this and that. So it's really good. I suggest it. It's made for teens, of course, but other than that, I like the story. It's better than most shit. Also, oh my god, tell me why I've been getting back into Real Housewives of Potomac. I aspire to be Karen Banks, whatever her name is. Bankston or whatever. The rich woman with the husband or whatever, that they're going through financial straits or whatever the story is. I actually haven't watched it since, but I've been watching that. Also, oh my gosh, Handmaid's Tale on Hulu. Jesus fucking Christ. That show, it is so fucking scary. I can't even, like, if you even watch politics, you would know that, like, when Trump was elected, we were 97% of the way to a constitutional convention. A convention in which we can change the fucking constitution and say things like gay people should die. Like in The Handmaid's Tale. Oh my god, if you haven't seen The Handmaid's Tale, you need to get Hulu right now. If you have Sprint, it comes with my phone. It comes with my iPhone, so I just have it on there, but I have to have ads. Like, I'm so bougie. I am used to not having ads. Like, I have cable where I have DVR where I skip ads. Like, I'm not used to watching commercials. And that's not actually bougie, because I've had cable my whole life. It's just whatever. It's a normal thing. It's a normal part of life. But Handmaid's Tale. Oh yeah, let me tell you what The Handmaid's Tale is about. Have you seen The Handmaid's Tale? Handmaid's Tale. It's so good. But it's so good that I have to take breaks from it. It's based on the best-selling novel by Margaret Atwood. So I would suggest reading the book first, because I suggested this show to a coworker, and she actually started the book first. And I know things about the book that she doesn't know yet. And she was like halfway through the book. And I was like, oh yeah, of course that's the story, because they already told us like the first episode of the thing. So if you read the book first, of course you get a better experience from it. But the book was written in like the 80s or something, or the 70s, and it was set in the 50s. And but it parallels a time that is like right, that could be right now. And it's based on the best-selling novel by Margaret Atwood, Handmaid's Tale. And the series is set in a fictional city, or fictional country, called Gilead, a totalitarian society in which the United States used to be a part. So totalitarian means what Trump's ass is trying to do. Totalitarian is relating to a system of government that is centralized and dictatorial, with a dictator, a king, or a fucking communist leader, and requires complete subservience to the state. So, you know, Trump's attempts to say the fake news and we're going to destroy the government and this and that, like, it's terrible. But totalitarianisms are normally evil governments in which genocide occurs. So Hitler, think of Hitler. Trump, think of Trump. It's Trump Jr. or whatever. Hitler Jr., Trump. But anyway, this Handmaid's Tale is a fictional story where Gilead is ruled by a fundamentalist regime where they literally follow the Bible. Like, the Ten Commandments are the law. Like, thou shalt not kill. Like, thou ends life's in deaths because, you know, the King James said it, kind of thing. So this regime treats women as property of the state because the story focuses around like an infertility crisis. So it focuses around how this government uses this method of religious fundamentalism to force women to have sex with certain people to control population growth or lack thereof. So they're faced with environmental disasters and plummeting birth rate, and in desperate attempts to repopulate a devastated world, the few remaining fertile women are forced into sexual servitude. One of these women, Offred, is determined to survive the terrifying world she lives in, and finds she wants to find her daughter because she had a daughter and they took her away because sexual servitude requires you to be 100% committed to that thing. No breaks. But it's in its second season. It's on Hulu exclusively. And I suggest you watch that one. Also, Power's back on. Power, do you have Stars? Power's on Stars. Let me tell you what Power's about. Power's another one of my favorite shows, in which it details the fictional life of James Ghost St. Patrick, and has all the nude scenes and the sex scenes that you can handle on Stars. It's not safe for children, but it just outlines it just gives us a little flavor of like what a fictional life would be in Manhattan for Black people specifically. Unfortunately, they do sell drugs, but that's fine. I know a lot of people that sell drugs and do them, whatever, fuck it. It's a good story. I suggest that you watch it. It's focuses on Ghost, the main character. He has a nightclub and he has a family and he's like kind of like a badass, and but if you look closer at his life, he's living a double life. It's not like a gay thing, but when Ghost isn't tending to his Fortune 500 business, he's catering to clients of another operation, a drug empire that serves only the rich and influential. So while loyal sidekick Tommy, a very cute white boy that I'm very happy to see, also nude in this fucking show, he protects the cash cow narcotics venture at all costs. And when I say at all costs, it's brutal. They're brutal people in this show. So Ghost's new reality is using truth as more of a front to launder money. So that's this whole premise of this thing, is it's a new way out of the drug game and into a legitimate life. It's like a transitional institution for him. So I'm excited for this season. It was created by 50 Cent, so inevitably 50 Cent is a part of it. He's not bad, but you know what? I want you to check it out and create an opinion of your own, because I don't want to ruin it for you, but it's really good. Angela Valdez, her character's kind of stupid. I don't really know what's going on with her. Like, either they need to make her evil, they just need to make her evil or something. And then, whatever. Get it juicy, or make her stupid, or make her like Carrie Matheson, like evil, but like crazy and endearing at the same time. Speaking of Carrie Matheson, so I'm saying Carrie Matheson like she's a real person, but there's a show on Showtime, and this is the last show I'm going to detail. I was going to end on Power, but now I'm going to talk about Homeland, which is actually my guilty pleasure, and it is about the United States CIA. It's like a spy TV show. It's on Showtime, and specifically when Marine... So it kind of starts off with this character called Marine Sergeant Nicholas Brody, where he returns home following 8 years in captivity. And CIA agent Carrie Matheson thinks he has turned and is connected to a terror plot to be carried out on American soil. So she engages him in a dangerous game of cat and mouse that puts America's national security at risk. Later, Carrie gets a promotion and returns to the front lines overseas. So this story is very juicy. If you need something that will keep you on your toes and keep you screaming at the TV, check out Homeland. It's on Showtime. Its seventh season just came out. It just went off in April, so you have plenty of time to binge. If you need something to binge, I suggest Homeland on Showtime. What are you watching these days? I need some new ideas. I'm actually getting kind of bored. TV's boring. I watched The Real Housewives of Potomac and was pleased with the production quality has increased. I haven't watched it in years, and I'm like, oh my god, TV's getting better, and I'm loving it. Also, Love and Hip Hop Hollywood, I still know nothing about, and I refuse to watch it, but I do like Kay Michelle. I'm just going to say that. And I think she's specifically trying to do the villain thing on purpose, but I think I like her personality on the show. It's fun. So I'd probably be friends with her before I was like friends with Lyrica Anderson or whatever her name is. And her weird husband. Her husband's probably weird. And her husband, like, I don't understand this gender expression that's happening in our culture right now when people who are gender nonconforming are still being marginalized. Transgender people, gender nonconforming people, even just like regular run-of-the-mill gays and lesbians are still being marginalized, yet all these straight men can be on TV expressing the fuck out of their gender. It's not fair. So I don't like it. Well, I do like it because I want people to express themselves, but I don't like the way that public health crises like HIV and mental health and drug addiction and incarceration and all these other things, all these barriers to well-being, I don't like how they affect us, specifically the people of color, LGBTQ people of color, at disproportionate rates. So that's why I just stay on my computer, because I'm too critical. TV makes me too critical. It's not fun. Anyway, thank you for listening. We'll be back. The Sun Podcast. I want to draw your attention to the human brain again. So I'm fascinated with the human brain. For some reason, I can't get off the topic. We're going to get off the topics at some point. We're going to transition to physics at some point. I have a whole book ready for you. To jump in, but I'm still amazed by our ability to even think about the universe. So earlier I was talking about how the next universe away is 60 billion light years away. Try to conceptualize that amount of time. You can't. It's like gives me a thrill for just attempting to think about that expanse of time. So anyway, what allows us to think about possible futures, and what allows us to think and recollect memories, and what allows us to be present in the moment, and what makes us different than any other organism on this planet? It's our prefrontal cortex. David Eagleman, a neuroscientist from Stanford, he has been very instrumental in providing content for my podcast because he talks about using the tools of science to answer life's most complicated questions. So first and foremost, we allow anything to be possible, and then we import the tools of science to figure out what we should eliminate in terms of what information is valid and what is not valid. So aiding in that endeavor is our brain, and we don't really know much about it. And honestly, I literally just learned that there is a wrinkly part. The wrinkly part that we know and love so much about our brain is actually just the outside of our brain. There's actually another layer. There's layers inside of it that are not wrinkly. But those wrinkles provide density and provide more surface for connections between our neurons to be created. So, to make signals between them a lot easier and faster too. So what is the prefrontal cortex? Have you heard of it? Well, it is a part of our cerebral cortex, which covers the front part of the frontal lobe. The brain region has been implicated in planning complex cognitive behavior, so especially personality expression, decision-making, and moderating social behavior. The basic activity of this brain region is considered to be the orchestration of thoughts and actions in accordance with internal goals. So that's what sets us apart from other animals, is our ability to orchestrate our thoughts and orchestrate those thoughts and turn those thoughts into action. So even the dumbest person is smarter than the smartest animal. Does that make sense? It kind of makes me feel good, but the most typical psychological term for functions carried out by the prefrontal cortex are executive functions. And those functions relate to abilities to differentiate among conflicting thoughts, determine good and bad, better and best, same and different, future consequences of current actions, working toward a defined goal, prediction of outcomes, expectations based on actions and social control, the ability to suppress urges that, if not suppressed, could lead to socially unacceptable outcomes. So the prefrontal cortex allows us to think of possible futures. You know that part of yourself that feels a little bit greater than your body? When you go to sleep, you kind of have this moment where you feel outside of your body. That's the prefrontal cortex. And another thing that I learned from David Eagleman, he has several YouTube videos where he talks about the connections. So, you know, that wrinkly part of the brain, it's connected through these fibers called myelin. These connections, the thicker the surface of the myelin, the easier the connection, the faster the connection. So when you do things like smoke weed as a child or drink and stuff like that, you degrade the myelin, also destroying your body through STDs, through sexually transmitted infections, also is another part of how illnesses like HIV and aging go hand in hand. So inflammation caused by HIV and other diseases can degrade the myelin as well and start to degrade your ability to think of future, possible futures. And if you've never had the foundation in the first place, that's why a lot of people are so distraught and find themselves in suffering. So have you heard of the prefrontal cortex? I think it's pretty cool. We're going to keep talking about it in weeks to come. I just wanted to give you some information. I want to close the information gap, because I think a lot of people assume that they aren't smart, but they have all the hardware right there. It's sitting right behind their big ass forehead, right behind those ugly ass eyebrows. I'm just playing. But all of your executive functions are under your control. And I think if you start realizing parts of your body that evolutionarily set you apart from any other organism on this planet, I think you'll start valuing yourself a little bit more. So, you're welcome. Thank you for listening. That is it for today. Send me your questions, host@centersun21.com, or you can tweet me, centersun21, on Twitter. Thank you for listening. Have a great day.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
When you make the brave decision to venture within, you will unlock your true potential so you can push forward with confidence, conviction, and a purpose. For only $1, you can become a Center of the Sun Plus Gold member and get closer to that purpose. No matter how difficult the process may be, remember it's your resilience and commitment that will ultimately lead you to where you want to go.